Artist in the Ambulance, kicking off your 6 o'clock hour. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, huh?
Hello.
That just kind of rolls off the tongue.
It does, doesn't it?
That's good. I like it. We should just make that happen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Maybe.
Actually, starting Monday, you're not going to be here, huh?
No.
Yeah, we got
we don't have to talk about that.
We don't have to talk about that. We're going to have a very special, special morning show starting Monday.
I am so excited.
New co-host.
Yeah, not me. So glad you're so excited.
Are you? Are you really bummed? Like, are you?
No.
Do we need to talk about this?
No, I'm not really bummed. I'm bummed that I don't have to get up at 5 a.m.
This is true.
But, you know, it's one of those things. I'm going to miss it. Mm-hmm. It's part of my routine now.
Yeah.
I'm here until 8 every morning.
Uh-huh.
And then I won't get the sympathy thing anymore, you know?
Right.
Like, oh my gosh, Michelle, you've been here since 6?
Now you're just a normal employee and working 8 hours.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, do you get paid for overtime? I'm like, no, it's volunteer.
Yeah.
And they're like, and then they're even more surprised.
Oh, well, let's buy you lunch. Let's do something nice for Michelle. Oh, pity you. Pity.
Oh, someone's bitter.
No, keep talking. Go ahead. It's all about you, Michelle.
I'm done.
No, come on.
No,
I want to hear it.
That was it.
All right.
That was it.
All right. I'm really going to miss you.
Okay.
I mean, come on. You never know. Someday, in a far-off land, you too could be part of radio.
Why are you playing Journey?
Because I don't ever want you to stop believing in the dream that one day, eventually, somewhere far off, you could eventually make it in radio.
Eventually.
Someday.
Maybe.
Eventually. Far away from here.
Possibly.
But really, actually, we starting Monday.
I'm excited. No, I'm stoked to see how this flies, goes.
I have friends in other parts of the country who have been texting me because the inner circle.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the inner circle.
The inner circle.
I'm not a part of.
Yeah, they know things, who my co-host is going to be starting Monday.
Oh,
I'm going to have a very special co-host starting Monday.
I'm so excited to find out who it is.
Static Radio is going to get flipped upside down.
And. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Flipped upside down.
It's just going to be
crazy.
Yeah. It's going to be absolutely insane.
And so, you get to find out if you go to prom tonight.
Yeah, you do. Because we got a little announcement of sorts thingy.
How are you announcing it? Are you allowed to?
Well, I'm just announcing it.
Oh, you're just saying it?
I'm just announcing.
You're just saying? This is what's happening!
Oh my gosh, this is crazy!
And what happens when it's like crickets inside? What are you going to do?
You really think it's going to
no.
be crickets? Okay, I was going to say. If it's crickets inside, then I'm going to say, you don't deserve to listen to the morning show! That's what I'm going to say. So, pretty much, that's about it. Yo!
Hello, yo!
Good morning, buddy.
Sorry, I was just, you know, posting my review for the Avengers.
Yes.
Making sure it was up on Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. Basically, the whole world will know that
good.
We've reviewed the Avengers.
Well, I got a review of the Avengers at 2:30 in the morning.
Did you really?
And so I'm glad you brought that up. Because here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to call my friend.
All right.
And we're going to get that review from him right now.
All right, let's do it.
So,
obviously, he's awake.
Obviously.
2:30 a.m.
You know, he's calling me at 2:30 in the morning to tell me about how good this movie is.
So, I'm guessing they went to the midnight showing.
Yeah.
Because it is about 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. I woke up at 2:30 and my husband was not home yet.
Let's see if he's awake. He's going to kill me. He's going to kill me.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Let's see.
As well, you should be.
Oh, yes.
Okay. You haven't gone yet? Are you going to go this weekend?
No. I want to. Maybe someone's like, hey, I'll buy you your ticket. And then I will be there.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This isn't Matt.
No. There's no Matt.
This is who?
There's no Matt here. He has the wrong number.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow,
I just woke up the wrong person in Nashville.
At least they were pleasant about it. She was really nice.
She's super nice. Yeah. Try again.
I don't know if I want
okay,
to.
Okay, hold on.
Because now I feel bad.
Move aside.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Do this little thing.
Okay, so.
That was amazing.
1-615.
Hold on.
Okay. Whoops. No. Oh, stop pressing buttons. Okay.
You'd really think there would be an app for that on the iPhone where you could do a phone call on radio.
I'm doing this with the top
one. Yeah, the top one. 3-6.
It's the on radio phone call app.
I know.
I know.
That's what they need. They got one for everything else. Totally.
Wait, did I have to do the doot 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 last time?
No. You didn't. You didn't. So. You woke up someone
in Albuquerque. You called someone locally.
With the same number, different area code.
10-digit collection failure.
Oh. I did this. I did it right.
You're
I
fired.
I pressed one. I dialed
you
everything correctly.
You are so fired.
Oh, my gosh.
Trying to call Matt Lott from Waverly.
Would it be easier just to play a Waverly song while you call him so you could focus on one thing at a time? Would that help?
Apparently multitasking is not the easiest thing in the morning.
Multitasking really is not easy for any guy at any time.
Period.
Okay. Usually I can multitask.
There's truth.
Well, that's because you're a girl. Your brain's like spaghetti. Guys' brains are like waffles.
Yeah.
Little compartments. We can only focus on one compartment at the same time. That's just the way it is.
It's very true.
I know.
I've seen it happen or not happen.
They've done studies. You know all those studies where they show like the big pink squiggly looking brain? Those are all fake.
Yes.
Actually, our brains really do look like waffles with bacon.
This is Matt. Leave your name.
Who is he?
Favorite color. I'll call you back.
At the tone.
Favorite color.
Please record
Quick.
Your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, buddy. 6:13 Mountain Standard Time. Just calling to say thank you so much for that 2:30 a.m. review text of the Avengers. I'll be going to see it in a couple hours. I'm really sad you're not awake. I'd assume since, you know, you texted at 2:30 in the morning, you were already starting your day since you knew I had to be up in 2 hours. And, you know, I know you'd never really do that to be a jerk. So, call me back.
This is Steve-O.
Yeah. He knows.
Okay,
he knows who it is.
Just in case. But, you know, when someone has been up that late and then went go to bed at 2:30 in the morning, what they know is no longer what they really know because everything's kind of like in that cotton candy world of blurriness.
Right.
So I was just clarifying, just in case there was any confusion.
Yes.
You don't want him thinking that someone else called.
He's got static radio on speed dial, so he will call in like 3 hours really angry.
That should make for good radio.
Yeah, or bad friendship. So
which makes for good radio.
Which makes for good radio.
Have you seen reality TV?
I know. So
all they do is fight and bicker. Why? Because apparently people like to watch that.
That's because apparently it's more destructive than their lives. So they're like, hey, see, we're not as dysfunctional.
That's true. That is the main function of reality TV is to make us feel slightly better than somebody else so that we can continue in our own self-destructive patterns while saying, I'm not as bad as that.
Right.
Until the moment you realize that you've been watching this show for so long. There it goes. There's all your cred.
Either that or you realize, wow, if I was that bad, I could have my own show.
Yeah. True story. That was my aim for a long time.
Did it work out for you?
It didn't. Well, actually, wait.
It kind of did.
It did, yeah. Yeah, it did work out for me. But then in the end, it didn't work out for me.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty much the way it goes when you engage that kind of behavior.
True story.
The Bible mentions
true
something
story.
About that.
Absolutely.
I don't know, on like a repeated basis.
Yeah.
just to clarify the point.
66 books.
Yeah, I think it's in there every book. Just to clarify the point.
Yeah.
This is probably not a good idea.
God really wanted to drive that one home. So
he did.
Yeah.
Definitely did.
So, good morning. It is Friday. Steve-O, Mitch, and Yo this morning. And as we were saying, huge announcement coming up at prom tonight for the morning show.
Has nothing to do with the Avengers.
With the Avengers. Has to do with this here morning show. And man, I'm going to have someone very special joining me starting Monday.
Yeah, not me.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Hey. Not. Michelle's not bitter.
It's not me. And
she's not bitter.
It might be Yo. I think that's what he's alluding to.
I wouldn't give away a surprise like that, so obviously. I'd be much more subtle.
True story.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's going down. And tonight, 7 p.m., prom. at right here at Calvary of Albuquerque at the Hub. It's our biggest dancing event of the year.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's our biggest dancing event. It's right. Our only dancing event
hey,
of the year.
Hey, we did Winter Ball this year. We have multiple, so that's true. I can say now.
All right. You're right. You can. You're right. I stand corrected.
Yeah, it's our biggest dancing event of the year.
You know what? The first time we had the Winter Ball was this past year.
Right.
I got a call from someone saying, you posted it wrong because you're saying it's an annual event. Well, if this is the first time, this is the only time it's happened. Therefore, it is not annual. And they're so angry at me.
Really?
I agree with that. It always bugs me when people do that.
The first annual?
Yeah, when they always say, the first annual. It's like, well, technically, it's not annual yet because you haven't made it to the following year. And the Bible has something to say about counting on tomorrow.
So that's good.
Why don't you just say it's our first?
Right.
And then the following year, if you make that.
Where were you in the writing? You're like our head writer. Where were you in the writing process? Like,
here's the thing. See, that's why I don't do marketing because a lot of things they say in marketing, I would just say, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. But we're trying to sell the product, but it's a lie.
Yeah.
Try selling your product with the truth and maybe I'll work for you.
Yeah. Yeah. True story. True story. Yeah, it is Avengers Friday. We'll be talking definitely about the Avengers this morning. I will be sneaking away and going to see that bright and early with my children. Yeah. I cannot wait.
Neither can I. We're going Sunday, actually, and I'm really amped. I'll tell the whole story why I'm amped to go see it a second time.
Oh, man. Yeah, so definitely got that. On the way, also got some music from Ives, but first, one of my favorite tracks from Amberlin, their city's record. The song's called Dismantle Repair. Static Radio. The Ives right there, that just fades out and ends. All right.
That goes away.
Fine. Right. Be on with you.
You're done. Hey, Ives. You know, it's just, I appreciate a song that knows when it's done. Doesn't linger. Doesn't overstay its welcome.
It just knows.
We played all of our notes. That's it. It's over. Good night. And they're gone. Just like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Steve-O, Mitch, and Yo in the morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Welcome to Static Radio.
Avengers Friday. Also prom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, prom tonight, 7 to 11 right here at Calvary of Albuquerque in our hub.
I've been helping to decorate yesterday, and I'll do that some more today. I'm just going to tell people right now, it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
So good.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Good morning. Hello, Static Radio.
Shalom in the morning.
Shalom.
What's cracking, guys?
You're going to make that stick, aren't you? You're determined to make Shello the name of the show.
Hey, I'm just
Michelle and Steve-O and Yo. That all like works this morning.
Shello.
Except today it'd be more like Shell-Yo.
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 Hey guys, I just wanted to say, man, you know, after working a 62-hour work week, I am exhausted. And I just, dude, when I listen to you guys just, the conversation is great. So, man, you guys keep me going. And until next time.
All right, man. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Later.
All right, later. That guy just did that so he could get on one of our future commercials. You know it.
Yeah.
You also know that's going to be in a future commercial.
Yeah.
Static Radio. Hey, I just want you guys to know that, that's good. Those are called sound bites.
You're just feeling good because he celebrified your name.
Celebrified? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh,
he
did.
We're the celebrity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we talked about
this. We talked about this. We're the Bennifer. We're the, what is Justin Bieber's?
Jelena.
That's stupid.
Okay, 15-year-olds made it up.
Yeah.
I just think I heard the click of all 15-year-olds turning off the radio because they felt insulted.
Wow. It doesn't even make any sense to me. Is it because it's a J instead
Justin,
of a...
Justin, Selena.
Yeah, but there's no Justin. It's just it's Selena
Justina.
With a J.
Justina.
There you go.
Justina? That sounds like an actual name.
I think it is.
Yeah. I don't know. So.
Yeah. Never mind. What is it?
Brangelina.
Brangelina.
Yeah. There was Bennifer when it was Ben Affleck and Jennifer.
What's her
or
face?
Or J-Lo.
Was it J-Lo? Did they date?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that. See, me and my wife's celebrity name doesn't work out so well because it sounds like an actual statement. It's Yoke.
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 That's just both of your names together.
I know, because they're both so short. You can't simplify any of them. Like, if you were to really make it shorter, it'd be like koi, which is a type of fish that you put in a Japanese pond.
True story.
Which doesn't sound all that exciting. Or if you were to put it the other way, yolk. Sounds like something that comes out of an egg. So we can't really celebify our names.
Oh, my gosh.
I have two letters. She has three. So the best she can do is Yokay.
Awesome. Chrissy's full name is Christina. So we could do Christiva.
Christiva?
Yeah,
Christiven.
Or Christivo.
Christivo.
Christivo. Christivo. Because that works. Kind of. What about you and Kelly?
Michelle.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a nickname for you.
I know. Vanessa
or like
Miller.
A tire.
I know. Vanessa Miller calls us that. Hey, Michelle. So she says all the time.
I like our producer, Steve Ryman, just handed me a note.
This just in.
There we go. Breaking news. Are you ready for this? This just in. If Yo and Kay had a celebrity name, it'd be Yay. I like that actually better.
It sounds happier than Yoke.
Yay.
I like that
one. So, yeah. I don't know. Yay. I don't know if that was really breaking news worthy, but.
Definitely breaking news.
I don't know.
Your breaking news bed sounds more like breaking news, the world is about to end.
Yeah. Yep. And it is, unless the Avengers stopped him. You see what I did there?
Is that what's happening in the movie?
Well, it really is. Because the only reason the Avengers assemble in the movie is because the world is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And they decided what they should do when they got together was band together and fight off the end of the world as opposed to going to a dance to celebrate the end of the world.
Which is what we'll be doing tonight at 7 at the Hub.
The reason they did that instead of going to a dance is because none of them except for Tony Stark could get a date, and so they didn't want to go stag.
Steve Rogers could have gotten a date 70 years ago.
70 years ago,
Josh Garrels, The Rabbit and the Bear. 6:39 now. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve-O, Yo, and Mitch.
All right, here, I got something for you.
Yeah.
They recently did a poll.
Uh-huh.
15% of people in the world believe that the world will end during their lifetime, and 10% of people think the Mayan calendar signify that it will happen in 2012. Now, here's something that I thought was really interesting about this poll. It really varied from country to country. They polled people in 20 different countries. People in France, only 6% of the people there believe that Armageddon will come in their lifetime. But here in the United States, 22% of people believe Armageddon will come during their lifetime.
Wow.
And the other interesting thing about this poll was that there was a big percentage, about 10% of people, 15% of people, were experiencing fear and anxiety because of the impending end of the world. It was keeping them up at night.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that weird?
So what do? You celebrate it with a dance.
You go to the prom.
Wow.
Dance your cares away. Dance the night away. Worries for another day. Anyway.
What is it? No.
Fraggle Rock.
Oh. I'm like,
let the music play.
No.
Down at Fraggle Rock.
Dun, dun.
Yeah. Down at Fraggle Rock.
Dun, dun.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
It was
Muppets on Crack.
It was.
That's really what it was.
It was
the
pretty,
Muppets,
it was pretty
but it
bizarre.
Wasn't the Muppets.
But it was really entertaining.
It really was.
It was a great show. So we posted on Facebook, do you think the world will end during your lifetime? Why or why not?
Dude.
What do you think? Do you think the world will end? Because this is like a favorite topic of Christians, especially. Anytime something happens in the Middle East, suddenly everyone's like, ooh.
This is it.
The world's going to end. And we get all happy as like there's people being destroyed in other parts of the world.
I know, you're trying to be like.
Sweet, bombs are going off and wars are starting. I'm going to go to heaven soon. All right. It's like, really bad things are happening. Shouldn't we be slightly? I'm as excited as the next person to go to heaven, but. When bombs are going off, it's not something to really celebrate.
Or it usually is when something sucks.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I wish Jesus would just come back.
Yeah, it is finals for a lot of people. That was my number one thing when finals came around.
Lord, come quickly.
I think Jesus is going to come back this week. Really? Why? Because it's finals week.
Right. That's why. I mean, true story. Yeah. Like, usually when people are, like, frustrated or upset about something, that's when it is. It's not like they're really a joyful expectation. It's just like, I wish Jesus would come. Ugh, I don't want to deal with this right now.
I have a new reason why I think Jesus is going to come back during my lifetime.
Okay.
because my daughter's turning 10 today, and I'm really scared for when she becomes a teenager.
Yeah, yeah.
And beyond that, gets married. So my wife's all like, oh, just think, soon she's going to be a teenager, and she's going to get married. My first response is like, no, she's not.
Jesus
is going to come back before that. Because he loves me.
Yeah.
He's going to save me from all of that.
You realize you only have like 2 years, because I realize teenagers don't start till 13, but 12 now really has like become the, like, yeah, the teenager.
Well, thanks. That's very uplifting, yeah, I'm just and saying, encouraging early in the morning.
2 years from today,
that,
your life is over. So you got 2 years to celebrate, man. Enjoy them.
Yeah, it's her birthday today. She turns 10. Happy birthday,
wow,
sweetie.
Happy birthday. 10!
I know, right?
Double digits.
I know. I have a double digit kid. That's causing
me to freak. You are so old!
And hence Jesus is going to return.
I can't. Wow. Let me wrap my brain around that for a second.
Yeah,
that's
you work on that for a while.
Ah.
You're going through the
Jack will be 9 this year.
I know.
So,
how crazy is that?
And then next year, he will be 10.
Then he will be a double-digit kid.
I mean, it's... Wow.
Yeah, so when do you think the world is going to end? Will it end during your lifetime?
Hopefully
and
not
does
before
that make
the
you
Dark
nervous?
Knight comes out. I'm just kidding.
That's the
I'm
other
totally
thing.
Joking.
Yeah, that's true.
Selfish
that's
desire,
totally the
selfish
other thing.
Ambition.
Like, we're getting ready to go to our Disneyland trip.
You're
and
like,
we
don't
even
end,
said
don't
that.
End, don't
like,
end.
Well, I'm excited to go to Disneyland, and you know, Jesus can return at any time, but I hope it's not before we go to Disneyland, because that's the happiest place on earth. Of course, when Jesus comes, he's going to take us to heaven, but... Happiest place on earth.
But we spent a lot of money on this trip.
it's true.
I mean, for the stupidest things, I remember, I'm going to be completely honest, when Lost was on television.
No.
In between the final two seasons, because us real fans, Michelle, we watched it every week on television.
And then talked about it.
And then talked about it the next day.
We had our Lost summit the next day.
I spent 8 months avoiding anybody who knew anything about Lost.
Yeah.
I lost sleep over this show.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me I'm not a real fan.
You don't understand what it was like. For years.
Week to week.
Yeah, month to month.
I understand what it's like.
Year
I was
to
the same,
year.
I was the same person for like Harry Potter from like 8th grade. I'm like,
right.
I have to wait for 2 years for the next one?
Right.
No!
Yeah. So that's how
that's
it was. It was
and
like,
the books.
I just want to know how Lost ends. Are they alive?
Just
are
so
they
long
dead?
As Jesus
I just want to.
Before the TV show is over.
Before this TV show ends.
Turns out it didn't
it's
really
true.
Matter.
Yeah, turns out it didn't.
No. Turns out I would have rather that because I wasted a lot of time. Not true. The finale was amazing.
It was amazing.
It's so amazing. I just finished playing Batman Arkham City again. It's,
yeah.
The Lost finale was so amazing that they make fun of it in Batman Arkham City. The
yes,
Joker
they do.
Makes a joke about the Lost ending.
Oh,
dude, come
Batman
on.
Gosh.
Talk about, like,
awesome.
You know, yeah. Making a stamp in pop culture history.
Yeah.
Bink,
where a video game
Lost.
Is referencing
yeah.
how your show. That was
yeah.
awesome. But anyway, I want to know what other people think. Is
yeah,
it
what do you
gonna,
think?
Going to end during your lifetime? Why or why not? Does
Facebook
it make you nervous?
Yeah.
Does it make you nervous at all that it's going to maybe end? So facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can
there
also call 338-3700. Let us know when you think the world is going to end. Or if you're really hoping that the world doesn't end before prom, I know Steve-O's hoping that the world doesn't end before he goes to see the Avengers.
Yeah, I will be going to see Avengers
T-minus been praying all
2 hours
morning.
And
like,
50
Lord,
minutes.
I want you to come soon on your time, your will, but please don't let it be until
it
like
be
around
your,
afternoon,
if it be
12:30,
your will,
12:45.
I just want to see the Hulk. I just want to see a good Hulk.
I have a friend whose parents dropped out of school because they thought the rapture was going to happen during their lifetime.
Really?
What?
Dropped out of college. They wouldn't. They just stopped going to college because they were convinced
why?
The rapture.
Because you need any excuse to drop out of college.
Exactly, but that was the excuse they
Ocarina
used.
Ocarina of Time. That's why I dropped out of college for a video game. How
there
terrible is that?
For a video game.
I know.
I don't know.
He's
what to
not
say
even
about.
Lying. It's true.
I'm not. It's really sad, but true.
Yeah.
So TJ posted on Facebook. I'm not sure. I feel like it's ending every morning when my alarm goes off, though. So, yeah, dude. I'm telling you, I don't. In my lifetime, that'd be cool. I mean,
it'd be cool
because then I wouldn't have to suffer the pangs of death because we'll be raptured away. However, you know, that's a selfish thing. Like
I was about to say, anytime Christians talk that way, it's like,
so selfish.
It sounds
so selfish.
Then
I think about the like millions of people.
How do you know the rapture's not going to hurt?
I know. Like, I said, how do you know death hurts?
Oh.
How do you know the rapture's not going to hurt? One limb at a time.
I don't know. I've always been afraid you're gonna like this, you know. I've always been afraid that the rapture would be like going through a boom tube because, you know.
Oh yeah.
Batman never liked going through those boom tubes.
This
it
is
made
true.
Him feel weird.
Or it's gonna be like I'll be playing guitar on stage at the static radio prom, and then all of a sudden my hand's gonna disappear. And I'm gonna be like, what is happening?
You'll look over and everyone's hand will be missing.
I'm telling you, that would be really weird.
Yeah,
I mean, but that's not really it. It's like a thief in the blink of an eye.
It's not gonna be one limb at a time.
No, I'm
pretty sure the Bible would have warned us.
Have you thought about it though? Like once the rapture happens, there's gonna be like car crashes.
Yeah,
and
I read Left Behind. Everywhere.
See, I didn't.
I'm aware.
And you don't have to.
No, you do not have to. But yes, I read the book, so I know what's going to happen.
We'll give you the synopsis.
Okay.
Go read Revelation. It's way better.
Okay.
That's my synopsis.
No, that's a good synopsis.
Yeah.
Totally true.
Yeah. Good. Okay, I'll just go read
People
that again.
People disappear and airplanes crash and cars it's crazy.
Oh, see, I thought I realized that on my own. I didn't have to read a book.
And it was really fast-paced. The first one wasn't bad.
I was intrigued.
The first one was good.
When they realized they could do more than a trilogy.
Uh-huh.
And
that's what happened.
Stretched it out to 7 books and then stretched
that.
It 12. Out to 12 books.
12, 12 yeah. books?
12 yeah. books.
Why?
It was originally going to be 3 books.
Yeah.
And then,
no,
then they're like,
you keep it at 3.
We'll write 7 because, you know,
the number
of completion, so on and so forth. But then they thought, I think we could do 12, and they did 12. And then they did a spin-off series for teenagers, and then they spun off everything. Then
that's
they tried to make a video game.
Yeah.
And some
well, it's
were upset
every single because time,
I didn't think
there's
it was
like
very awesome.
Digging.
Yeah. Well, no. But think about this.
People liked
it? Started with the trilogy, and then they went to 7 because of the number of completion, and then they realized they could make 12 zeros behind a number if they kept making these books. And so they kept going. Truth!
Hey,
I
asked him that very question. You were here. Remember?
I know.
I talked to the authors.
He actually
really?
Here,
and you
I
asked him?
I asked him.
Oh, man. What was his response?
Well, let me just say this. I didn't continue the conversation with one of them.
Oh, no.
And the
True
other
story.
One. The other one.
True story. Yo's a journalist, and he doesn't care if he pisses off some old author guy. He wants the truth.
I wasn't even trying to ask
I
a contentious question.
Well,
and apparently they can't handle the truth.
They're like, no.
A few good men.
I mean, the rest of the interview was great. And they had some really cool insights to it and everything. But that's the question that comes up a lot. Why do you keep
extending? That's what I thought.
Right.
That's what my mind went to.
That's the reason I asked the question. Because it's a fair question. But
I'm so glad J.R. Tolkien decided to keep Lord of the Rings a trilogy.
Well, back then, they didn't have the kind of marketing that he does today. If he would have known that...
he'd be very rich.
Yeah, he probably would have extended it. Well,
he kind of did, because
he did the Silmarillion, and there's they found the unpublished works.
The Children of Húrin.
Yeah, so there were some more spinoffs from that.
Anyways, 6:50 now, Steve-O, Mitch, and Yo. What do you think?
World
and it's
going to
end during your lifetime? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Kids, sink or swim. Static Radio, good morning, 7:06 now. Steve-O, Mitch, and Yo in the studio.
Good morning.
Yeah. Dude, it's Avengers Friday!
Avengers Friday!
You guys keep trying to talk about this and go off on other tangents.
Okay, other tangents.
Yeah. I don't know. It is pretty much the biggest thing that's happening so far this year. Could be for the entire year.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say possibly for the year.
What about The Hobbit?
The Hobbit's going to be big. Dark Knight Rises will be big. Of course, Hunger
Spider-Man.
Games set the bar really, really high. And so we'll see what happens with that. And yeah, Amazing Spider-Man is going to be probably
Spider-Man.
Pretty big.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm sorry.
Looper's going to be awesome.
Oh.
I don't know. It's going to be big, but it's going to be awesome.
I take that back. I think for me, Avengers is kind of tied with The Hobbit because those are two of my childhood dreams. Favorite book I've ever read.
So you weren't put off by some of the early discussion of
I was
The
not,
Hobbit?
Not at all.
Being filmed in 48 frames per second?
Don't care.
Making
Not
it look
all.
Like it was made
Television
for TV
show.
Movie.
Yeah. I don't care. Still want to see it.
All right. Let's check.
Static.
Hey.
Hey!
Hey!
It's Sam.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
Where you at, Sam?
I am in Kermit, Texas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hi, ho, Sam.
I wish you had said that before.
Hi, ho there, everyone.
Could have done like Kermit. Easy.
Yeah. Angry. Yeah. They have the internet here. It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Dude, Kermit, Texas.
The internet is everywhere. So, what are you doing out in Kermit, Texas, Sam?
I am speaking at a Disciple Now weekend down here, which is kind of like a retreat where they don't leave town. You know, the kids move in to host families for the weekend, and we gather. They'll gather around as a large group. This is kind of a cool one down here because this is kind of a community Disciple Now. So there's several churches besides just one. Normally it's just one church, but this is a community one. So I'm going to get to speak to, I don't know, there's probably 65, 70 kids, something like that. So we'll have a great time.
Are you going to speak about the end of the world and how the Avengers saved it?
Yes. Yes, I'm very excited. Actually, I wanted to go see the movie last night, but I was on the airplane, so I didn't get a chance to go see it. But
My son wanted
to go to the midnight show. No. I wish they would have. I looked out the window. I saw this big flash. I wondered if it had to do anything, had anything to do with the saving of the world. But turns out it was just, you know, the lights from the city below.
Yeah. Because there's so many. Where did you fly into? Yeah.
I flew into Midland.
Okay. Midland, Odessa? So
Midland, Odessa. And it's about an hour. Midland, Odessa is about an hour east of Kermit. If you look at a state map of New Mexico and Texas, you know the corner of New Mexico that pops into Texas, the southeast corner, Kermit is like right there. It's Kermit's like 20 minutes from the state line of New Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to give you a little perspective of where I am.
You could have drove there.
Yeah, I could have, but it would have taken, you know, like 37 hours to get here.
Everything in Texas,
you know, I'm
is
a Baptist,
37
I
hours away.
To drive slow. That's exactly right.
True story. True story. Man, do we have the question for Sam?
Sam, when's the world going to end?
When is the world going to end?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're talking about Avengers and they save the end of the world. And there's a survey where 15% of people think that the world will end in their lifetime. And so we're wondering, well, when is the world going to end? Is it going to end in our lifetime? Is there any way that we could make an educated guess as to that happening in our lifetime?
Wow, that's a great question.
Wow.
here's the best answer I have for you, yo.
Okay.
I think that when God is ready to, you know, finish everything, that he'll do that. And I know that's a cop-out answer, but the Bible does say that we don't know the day and hour when Christ is going to come, when Jesus comes back, and we don't really, you know, we have some understanding from the apocalyptic literature that is in the Bible of how things are going to look and sort of the signs that point to it. Even Jesus talked about, you know, some of the signs, and there's some you can read in Thessalonians and all that. But I think it's fun. Some people have a lot of fun trying to predict when it's going to happen. But on the other hand, it's almost an exercise in futility. To try to predict a specific time frame to say it's going to happen during this time, just because we don't know the mind of the Father as far as when he's going to say, get your bride, son, and then when, you know, all of that, however all of that plays out, and when it's all over and he establishes the new kingdom, the new heaven, and the new earth, and all that stuff like that. So the easiest way that I deal with it is I'm just ready anytime, you know.
That's a good attitude.
We're just... in anticipation of his return, and it could happen at any moment. I kind of laugh. Sometimes people say, well, we're in the last days. Well, yeah, no duh. The moment Jesus' feet disappeared into the clouds the ascension, we started living in the last days. So we've been in the last days since Jesus went back to be with the Father after his resurrection. So it's not anything to be alarmed about, but something to look forward to and anticipate. And as his followers, that's why we want to continue to spread the message of the gospel while we still have time, while we still have breath. We want to tell people, God loves you, sin has separated us from God, and we need Jesus to bridge that gap because he took our place on the cross. And so that's what we do.
There it is.
And that's why you're there in Kermit, Texas.
That's why I'm in Kermit, Texas, to spread that word some more. I'm excited about it, man. It's kind of cool. Kind of cool.
All right.
I miss you guys. I miss you guys, man.
We miss having you here. It's not quite the same without you.
Well, I appreciate that. So I'll be there next week.
Yep. We will see you next week, my dear friend.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Good to talk to you guys.
Have a great time.
To you
too. All right, you too.
Okay.
Sam Swan.
Bye.
Baptist Convention in New Mexico. Good dude. I'm a fan.
I like that phrasing. I don't remember it being in the Bible, but I like that phrasing where the father tells Jesus, get your bride, son.
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow.
Get your bride, son.
Yeah, that's because Johnny Cash apparently playing the role of Jesus and or God in that moment.
I'm also going to start using that phrase, you know, when people start talking, when something happens in the Middle East. Oh, man, we must be in the last days. Well, duh.
No, duh.
Let's do some traffic.
Well, it looks like there are paving operations going on Ellison Street at Hawkins, as well as San Antonio between I-25 and Wyoming. There's construction workmen all Boulevard at 12. Just hopping around the place over here. Paving operations as well, Lomas Boulevard, San Pedro. I don't know. What else do I say? Construction work, Eubank Boulevard, south at I-40. What's going on here? Construction work, Lead Avenue and Oak.
Looks like there's lots of construction.
Looks like the orange
Hulk
barrels
must be
are
on
out.
The loose.
Yeah.
There's construction everywhere.
Construction, just be careful because
Hulk
there's
smash.
Orange barrels that are not.
Stay flower.
Don't hit them.
True
they
story.
Will ruin your car.
They will. They really will.
And that's your look at
experience?
Traffic?
Is there something you want to share?
I know, right?
No, that's your look at traffic.
All right,
okay,
sweet. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. And, of course, like we do every morning, got to give those guys a call.
I've never hit an orange barrel.
Amy.
Oh, you're so good. It is Amy. Oh, we need to talk to her about this.
Solomon's Porch, Cashmere Walker.
Oh, Cashy.
How are you guys?
Doing well. I was wrong.
Failed.
I failed.
Oh, no. How'd you do that?
I've guessed every single day who was going to answer the phone at Solomon's Porch, and I guessed poorly today. I chose poorly.
I am Indiana so Jones. Sorry.
Is this like the morning for vague movie references?
It really
We've done
is.
That since like 6
really
a.m.
I know.
So, wow. Okay. I'm at a loss. I'm so confused.
Hey,
I don't even know what to do.
I can get you coffee if that helps.
Oh, that will help, actually.
Oh, you got him back on track.
All right,
good.
Sweet. Can I get the Super Mario?
Super Mario? Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know what a Super Mario is?
I don't.
He's a little plumber guy.
And he shoots down a warp pipe. Pew, 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 pew. And then if he eats a lot of mushrooms, he starts seeing funny. Oh, wait, no, he just grows real big.
He just gets big.
He gets big. Yeah. Or if he eats flowers, he shoots fire out of his fingertips.
Now that one I know.
Totally normal.
Which is exactly what he wants to happen after drinking your coffee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's actually 3 Cuban shots in a Goliath Americano.
Okay.
And you have to paint the cup like a warp pipe.
I'll see what I can do.
Awesome.
That would be so cool.
What? You need to do that. Special collector's cup from Soho for the Super Mario.
Exactly. Oh,
you would make so much money.
Kickstarter.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you. Do you know how much people pay for collector's cups at Disneyland?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Like, I'm probably going to pay for a stupid collector's glasses today just because I want glasses that look like
3D.
I know. So
wow, that's crazy.
What do you need, Mitch?
Can I just get a steamer?
Steamer?
Yep.
Okay, sure. What flavor?
Oh,
that's actually a Steve-er, which is a
Burrow.
Green chili break bacon burrito grilled.
Oh, alrighty.
We're just throwing all the crazies at you this morning.
Uh-oh.
And a Yo-Coco, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what a Yo-Coco is?
Now that I don't know.
It's a cocoa.
Okay.
With Yo's name in front of it.
And that means it has the appropriate amount of chocolate.
Exactly.
Which is about twice as much as the regular amount of chocolate.
Here's what you're going to do.
I agree.
You're going to put all the chocolate in there. You're going to get it all together, and you're going to put a spoon in it. And if the spoon does not stand straight up, there's not enough chocolate.
This is a good gauge. Steve knows me well.
Yes.
That sounds like my kind of hot chocolate, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's the Yo Coco.
All right. I'll get that all set up for you guys.
All right. Thanks, Cashie.
You're welcome.
All right. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Sometimes I'm telling you.
Where everybody knows.
Except I totally bailed today.
Is that Astro Zombies that we're talking about?
I know. Yeah. Astro Zombies, too.
When we go in there, everybody knows our name.
Hey, Steve-O.
They don't know my name.
Well, that's because you don't go down and get comics.
Speaking of, tomorrow, free comic book day.
That's right. Free comic book day.
At every local comic shop, right? Across the nation.
Hugh Jackman did a YouTube video to promote free comic book day.
You are kidding me.
I am not.
That's so appropriate.
It's finally getting cool and big.
It was really cool.
Yay.
He has this little video talking about free comic book day and supporting your local comic book shop.
Wow.
You know, he's Wolverine.
He
is Wolverine.
Except
for his solo movie.
Yeah.
Which we have all forgotten.
I want to forget it. I really do.
I never saw it because I was so afraid of it.
Do not go see it.
Well, you could probably see it. You know nothing about comics.
I know nothing about comics, but I was afraid of it being terrible.
See? And your fears are true.
I liked his cameo in the last...
True. One of the best cameos of all time.
I cried. Hey, we saw that movie together, but we were rows apart. Remember that?
Really?
Remember you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, so you were in the theater with the crazy couple that was sitting next to us. Yes, they sat next to Joey.
Oh no, he did.
That happened.
I remember you telling me about it.
That happened. We're in the movie, and it was the craziest, gnarliest. If you haven't seen X-Men First Class to this point, I apologize because I'm about to spoil something.
Oh,
but
no,
it's
you
the
don't.
Beginning of the movie. And, Magneto's a kid, and he's in, like, a concentration camp, and it's horrible, and it's like, we're gonna take out your mom, and it's like, no, and it's like, this totally heart-wrenching, like, or gut-wrenching, I guess. Your heart doesn't get wrenched, does it?
It can get wrenched.
You can get wrenched, too? Yeah. Okay, I don't know. Gut and heart-wrenching, it's so bad. That's how bad it is. And, and it was like, and I gasped because it was like a crazy intense scene. And then this elderly woman sitting next to Joey goes, oh, no, he didn't. And I'm like, you are kidding me. And the whole movie, she talked like that.
Oh, my gosh. I would have to move. In fact, I did once. And I said it really loud. I'm like, we have to move because these people next to us are making a commentary. We need to go.
A live commentary.
And they're finding out everything as I'm finding out. So they're like, he's driving.
Yeah. I'm telling everybody right now, I will be at the 10:30 showing of the Avengers this morning. If you are in that theater.
Do not do any commentary for Steve-O.
No speaking. No talkie. No talkie.
That's not true.
No talkie.
Because if they're fanboys, like, I love going to screenings where you have people who are excited about the movie.
Excitement's cool.
And they, like, cheer at certain moments and they get excited and they're like, oh, yeah!
Yeah, that's
true. But those are the people who usually laugh in, like, the sad times because they feel awkward. And you're like, this is not the time. You're so angry.
Yeah. They spend millions of dollars on stupid, like, talking popcorn, singing songs to tell you to turn your cell phone off and shut up. They don't do it.
I have a story. Oh, my gosh. I took my mom to go see Lord of the Rings, the last one.
Return of the King.
Yes, well, the Return of the King. So this was the second movie she'd seen in the past 27 years.
Wow.
She just doesn't go to movies.
What?
You talk to my mom, she doesn't see movies.
True story.
And so she's new to this whole cell phone thing, and it's this... Worst, it's the saddest part. Stuart Gondor is going on, right?
And
he's about to start singing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. And like nasty cherry thing is coming out of the king's mouth. The phone rings.
What?
In the theater?
In the theater. And I'm like, Mom. And she's like, oh my gosh, it's your brother. It's my brother's birthday, and he's hanging out with his friends, so he doesn't mind that we went to go see this movie without him. She's like, it's your brother. And I'm like, okay, answer it later. And she goes, down in the seat, hello?
No, 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 no.
This is the best song. Yeah. And I was so sad the entire time because she missed the best part, ruined it for everyone else around her because I'd already seen this movie. And, oh, it was the worst thing in the world. Phone etiquette.
Yeah, yeah. Phone etiquette. Phone Turn it off, bro.
I have this thing where I think phone etiquette will be great in about 30 years when we're all, it's all of us who have had phones for more
long
than
enough to care
yeah.
about everybody else's sanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I can't take that. I don't even like texting because then you see their face light up.
Yeah, bling, glows.
No, you're like, dude!
Before I go into the theater, I always lower the, the what is it, the brightness?
I turn mine off.
I don't even want mine into the theater.
I completely turn it off. I will turn it off. During this time, this is movie time. I paid for this time. You didn't pay for this time.
Right. Which is,
I paid for this time.
Exactly.
My time.
So that's why
I also don't
take people who fall asleep, like my husband.
That's all right.
That's like a $13 ticket.
I'm used to that. My mom would fall asleep in movies all the time.
That's a waste of money.
And my favorite part would be is later on, we're like, hey, let's rent that movie. She's like, oh, yeah. Have I seen that movie? He's like, yes, mom, you saw that movie. Oh, good. Did I like it? Yes, mom. Like, what you saw of it, you did like it. You kind of faded out in the middle. But the parts you saw, you seemed to enjoy. Okay, great. Yeah, let's rent that movie.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm talking about my 23-year-old husband.
Yeah. He falls asleep at movies?
Yes.
You might want to check his genetic code.
He works hard. He might actually be older than 23
if he's falling asleep
at
movies.
He works really hard, and therefore, I'm sure he... You
he
go
works
see movies,
really hard.
You drag him to movies at midnight is the problem.
Not, what's wrong with
that? He fell that's asleep horrible. In the middle of the day horrible. When we were watching The Blind Side.
Yeah, that's because you went to see The Blind Side.
I like that movie.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie. Yeah.
That's actually, the Sandra Bullock won an Oscar.
She did for acting like a Christian. Imagine that.
If only more people could win an award for acting like a Christian.
Yeah.
And then actually being one.
Sadly, people think they deserve awards for acting like a Christian. It's like, no, dude. But just act like one.
Hey, this goes.
That's all you
anyways,
need.
Anyways, Steve-O, Mitch, and yo, we're talking about the return of the king. When's the world going to end? See what I did there?
I see
what I did there?
I get it.
All right. Capitol Lights now. Song's called Return and probably my favorite apocalypse song ever. Yeah, about the return of Christ. Pretty rad. Steve-O, Mitch, yo, Static Radio. Good morning. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zero, song called Janglin' right here on Static Radio. Good morning, 7:36 now on your Friday.
Avengers Friday.
Avengers Friday, also and probably the most important day in the universe! May the 4th be with you, yo!
Hey, may the 4th be with you, too.
May the 4th be with you.
Thank you.
That's like Yoda with a lip.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you?
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's May the 4th.
I know. I'm really excited. I've seen those movies once.
I'm walking out of the theater.
What?
Out of the studio right now. I'm leaving.
I don't even know what
to say to you. I'm like speechless. I almost passed out right there.
Call my mom because she didn't let me watch any movies.
I've already called her mom because she's never seen the Indiana Jones movies.
What?
I know.
Never,
let's go on.
You still have never?
I've never seen Last of the Mohicans.
What?
What else can I say?
You know what? I can kind of understand that, because when I met my wife, she had also not been properly educated in film history.
Truth.
This is, and so she had never seen, like, Casablanca.
What?
Oh, exactly. I've seen that.
She'd never seen a movie ever with Cary Grant in it.
Did you make her watch Arsenic and Old Lace?
Yeah. I love that.
Sorry.
She had no idea who Jimmy Stewart was. Exactly.
Oh, you're killing him.
She had never seen any of the Alien films.
Oh, I can't watch those. Yeah. Nope,
I made Chrissy watch all four.
No, that's wrong in every way.
And I'm so proud of my wife because now she's looking forward to going to see Prometheus with me.
Oh, man.
I can't watch that.
She's been she'd never seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
What? Dude.
I know, right?
Does she live in a commune? Like, what is going on?
Well, and I won't say what movies she was into.
Okay.
She wasn't saved all of her life like I was, and so she was kind of off into a slightly different genre. And then after she became saved, she didn't really want to... She wanted to focus on strengthening herself as a Christian,
right.
So she didn't watch
now
any
I
genres.
Wanna, no, why would you do that to me?
I'll tell you, because okay. I'm respecting my wife.
That's,
she
and that's
would
good.
Not want me to and share that
good.
On
no,
air.
That's good. That's
I will
good.
Tell you
you're
once
smart.
We're...
You're
I,
a good husband. Smart
yes,
man.
Thank you. This I've comes been married with, 13 yeah. years. Yeah. I rarely make rookie mistakes. I do make rookie mistakes every now and then. Like with the screening of The Avengers. When I got the screening of The Avengers, I was so excited. I immediately went home. I said, guess what, sweetie? I got a press screening for The Avengers. She's like, that's great. I'm so happy for you. I know it's going to be awesome. So we need to make arrangements so I can go and do that on May 1st. She said, great. On May 1st, my birthday? And I said, no, not May 1st, your birthday. Of course not. We've been married long enough that I would know better than to be gone on your birthday. So obviously, that's not the screening I was referring to. Obviously. I will get back to you after I make further arrangements tomorrow. And that was my most recent rookie mistake. But it's been a few years since I made a rookie mistake, so I was happy about that.
So you had some time. I mean, that was good.
There's space
your
between.
Track record has been built up good yeah. enough. So.
So I had a little bit of grace since it's been a while since I've done something
oh
like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, getting back to, yeah, that. Anyway.
This came from I haven't seen movies.
Yeah. So. You need a proper film education.
I do.
And apparently, your significant other is failing in that because he falls asleep in film. So
yeah,
he's not
dude.
The guy to give
he
you
does.
A proper film education.
He does.
Guess what?
What?
Yo and I happen to be professors of awesomeness.
Yes.
Oh,
and
good.
Therefore...
We hold degrees in this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm a 7th-degree black belt in the
oh
art of film. So I'm telling you, I'm like a ninja.
And I am the holder of all things that are knowable but not really worth knowing.
And,
so,
and I am young grasshopper?
Yeah.
You are young
yeah.
grasshopper.
Yeah.
So we will have to properly educate you in the ways of film.
Unbelievable.
And films
when you
that
just
are
give
awesome.
Me a movie, I don't even have I don't have a Blu-ray player.
You know what we're going to do? Here's what we're going to do.
Can I have your Blu-ray player?
My wife has already said for Indiana Jones, you are not watching them on your own, so she wanted yeah. to invite you and Kelly over so we could all watch Indiana well, Jones together.
The
to first
me.
Three.
I don't
that's
know
the way
them.
You have to. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Are there
yeah.
more
here's,
than
here's
three?
The other option. Here's the other option.
There's four, but oh. there are not. No, there are not more
oh,
than three.
Oh, shy. Yeah, shy. Yep. Yeah. Got it.
Because
yeah.
they were willing to do this down at Calvary Knob Hill, that awesome retractable screen. So we'll just get one of those here in the studio.
Yeah.
And then while
cool.
we're doing the morning
yep.
show and the music's playing, we can properly educate Michelle on the movies that she needs to see.
Yeah.
And
I
fill
rode
out
the
her
Disney
back.
Ride.
I will give you a
what?
List of the top 237 films that you need to see.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not, and that's not an exhaustive list.
That's,
those
no.
are that's just the
that's
beginning.
That's the core.
So this is definitely not exhaustive.
That's the basics.
So this is like a night summer school type program where
yeah.
we're just going to try and get you
ooh,
through the basics.
We should totally start our own summer school.
I like that!
Films of awesomeness.
I like that.
And from like May through August, we just have a weekly movie night where we help educate people like Michelle. It's like doing an illiteracy program.
True story.
For movies.
Yeah, true story.
I'm illiterate in movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we could help.
And half of the best movies have books that go along with them that you can choose to read if you would like to ruin the movie, but you don't have to read because it'll ruin the movie.
And the best part is...
Are you one of those, though? Like,
no.
I like reading the book.
I'm a book person, so that's why
I like
high
books.
Expectations for The Hobbit.
Okay.
If this movie is not the greatest movie ever created, it is a failure because it's the greatest book I've ever read.
Yeah.
You know, the great part about most of the movies that you and I are fans of,
yeah.
there's often great parallels to biblical truth in all those movies. So, like, doing our films of awesomeness summer school
there it
would
is.
Practically be, like, training in biblical truth.
It's true.
Yeah.
I like this.
I think we should go forward.
We should
with
this. Do this.
School of Ministry, School of Awesome Film.
There it is. Now accepting applications at facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you think this is a good idea, we want to hear. Because if we get enough people,
we'll go to Kickstarter.
Then we're going
to
make the bosses
yes!
make the bosses realize that this actually is a good idea and that there is something to be said about that.
We could
that.
Do some awesome
we
things.
Really,
with this. We really,
really
could. I mean,
so.
First of all, it would help to catch people up like Michelle
yeah.
on the films that they need to see.
Yeah.
But second of all, to be able to point out the biblical truth that comes from some of the most popular cornerstones of our pop culture.
Yep.
And how we can use that as a bridge to talk to people about eternal truth. I mean,
yep.
this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
We just had an amazing brainstorm.
Yeah.
Right here on the morning show.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, it could be every Friday night. I'm brainstorming out loud.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
save it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you, I'm serious.
Do I post this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. If you would like to be a part of the Night School of Film Awesomeness with Steve-O and Yo.
Night.
Or Yo and Steve-O. It doesn't really matter. I don't need to be. I don't need to be first. You know, I don't it's not about me.
It's Steve-O.
It's Steve-O.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Steve-O.
If you would like the Night School Film. No, the Night Film School. The Film Night School.
Night School.
We're going to work on the name and get back to you. And if you would like to be a part of it, Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! May the 4th be with you, yo.
You too, Steve-O.
Brand new music from the Temper Trap right there. I need your love, and we need your support, actually. Welcome to Static Radio. Listener,
we just had an amazing idea.
Yeah, dude. If you just join us, me and Yo, we're coming up with our brilliant plan to do a summer school of awesomeness where, you know, we are going to be maybe playing some old movies like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Superman the movie.
Harvey.
Harvey. I don't know. We don't know.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings on the big screen. And yeah, so we're just trying to see
to
if
educate
that's...
people like Michelle is the inspiration for this all. Also, my wife, she'd be an inspiration for this because I had to give her a proper film education as well.
And spiritually speaking, a lot of these movies have fantastic parallels.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There's no story that you can't get something out of that
absolutely
relates back to biblical parallels.
C.S. Lewis, you know what I mean? Like, every story is a retelling of the story.
Even the Avengers, like, and I mentioned this in our weekly update, the video that we do for the guide each week. You might want to check it out because a lot of people have been asking, is it okay to take my kids to this movie? I answer that in that video.
Yeah.
You can find it at gameandmovieguide.com, and we give you, like, a really brief review there right there. But one of the things I mentioned that is, as I was watching the Avengers, you know, I go to these movies to try and draw out some sort of biblical truth that people can talk about. And I'm watching this movie, and I'm making all these notes, and I'm giggling to myself, saying, you're just making it too easy. It's
right.
Too easy. You're making my job too easy.
That's good, though.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like movies that do that. So, Avengers in the future could be one that we would use.
Absolutely.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah. I'm really amped on that.
Thank you for your inspiration, Michelle.
Yeah, you're
there
welcome.
It is.
This
thank you for sucking at life when it comes to movies. Thank you.
I'm the inspiration.
You're
this is dedicated to
we'll
me.
We'll name the school after you.
Michelle's School of Film Awesomeness.
Yeah, yep. Maybe not. All right, Mitch. I know you got to go do your real job.
This is it.
This is it for you. I got a new host on Monday.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So
it might be me.
You know what?
I wish that was
true.
The announcement.
Yeah, that's not the announcement, though.
Alrighty. Yeah, alrighty, yeah, guys. So.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye, Mitch. We'll miss you.
Yeah.
We'll miss you.
I'm so glad she inspired us with that idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
But what we really need for this to happen is to know if you guys would actually be interested in doing
right
this.
There's a lot of things that we would love to do around here, but we're a listener-supported station, and we don't have a lot of funding right now.
Right.
And so we're actually going to be doing something coming up at the end of the month, May 23rd through the 25th. Be praying for Static Radio and the Static 500 because... We need support. We need help. We need your donations. And so, yeah.
And more than that, you know, sometimes we play the guessing game. Would our listeners like this? I don't know. Maybe we should.
Right.
Well, I think they would like this. Well, I think they would like this. Well, I think they would like... And we never really ask you guys, which is kind of silly.
Yeah.
So before we move any further with the Michelle Knight School of Film Awesomeness... we want to know.
Because we're serious.
We are. Yeah. We are 100% serious. We will go forward with this. We will make it happen if you want it to happen.
Yeah.
So if you want it to happen, let us know.
Absolutely.
And if we know there's demand for this, we will supply.
Oh, what a great morning
yes,
of
indeed.
Awesome.
So if you'd like to be a part of this, MyStatic Radio, Facebook.com/MyStatic Radio.
That's right.
And let us know. Yeah, I would totally be a part of that. I would like to learn not just about biblical parallels that come from movies, but just tips about film as well.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite things doing in college, I took film as literature. I took film as art because I love movies.
Right.
And
who doesn't?
A lot of people do. And some people are like, I had a great teacher in college because she got me to think about what I was watching.
And that's
not from
the
a Christian
key.
Perspective, but it helped me as a Christian
right.
to be able to do that because I was, and a lot of people say, well, I don't want to think while I'm watching a movie. I just want to sit back and enjoy it. It's like, yeah, you can do that, but there's so much more that comes out of it. And my
right.
college professor, because I was like that going into this class, like, I don't want to know all the symbolism. I don't want to be able to pick up on, oh, this, just because they use that color there, it represents this, so on and so forth. But she did such a good job of teaching that. I've never been able to stop, and you know what? I like it.
Right. And that's, yeah.
We want to help you to be yeah. able to be someone who is discerning as you're watching, that you're
yeah.
thinking about what you're seeing. And that's another reason why I'd love to do
exactly.
the Michelle Knight School of Film Awesomeness.
How much fun would it be to sit back and watch like Return of the King and then have an audience full of people that we can discuss the biblical themes, what you got out of the film? Because art is still, it's subjective.
Yep.
It is subjective. And we as Christians, we see different things. Hey, that's amazing. Which is why we do culture shock. Yeah. I mean, you take a look back at Paul in Acts 17, verse 28. He says, in him we live, move, and have our being. And that's just one of a handful of references Paul makes to pagan poetry. And so he obviously was educated because that wasn't in the trailer.
That wasn't in the
Talmud.
You
know what I mean? That wasn't, yeah. He couldn't go watch the trailers online and discern stuff from that. He actually knew that. That's in like line 1400 and blah. Paramore, song called Monster, right here on Static Radio. That's right, I said Paramore. I love those guys. Good stuff. Good
Sounds
morning,
like
yo.
Like a World Series of Poker name. A Paramore.
Paramore. Wow. Wow.
That's just where my
You don't know Paramore?
Yeah.
It's Paramore.
A Paramore. You don't win with a Paramore. I know a Paramore. Absolutely, I do.
8:11 now, Steve-O and yo, good morning. Static. Oh, turn your radio down if you're going to call. Hey, Heather.
Oh, my gosh. You might not like this, but when I thought of it, I screamed for like a half a mile by myself in my car. Okay. It's called, because you're being like fishers of men, you're reeling it in.
Ah. I like
I'm
that.
I'm dropping the phone. I'm so excited. I got to go.
All right. Thanks for the call, Heather.
Heather.
Okay, bye. Oh, Heather.
She's awesome.
She's amazing. I wish she'd come in studio more.
We need to make a note of that one.
Yeah, that was good.
Reeling them in. That was a good one.
It is May 4th. I'm. You know what? I'm just switching from music to music.
I know. It's been kind of that kind of day.
It's May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
And also Avengers Friday. It's also prom.
Yeah, that's right.
Happening tonight.
Yep.
Calvary of Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna. That's on Osuna, just west of the freeway. So once you get off the freeway, you just go a little bit west. You'll find the campus there.
That's right.
And it's gonna be pretty epic. I've been helping to set things up. And Adri, who's our events coordinator, also hosts middays here on Static.
Yep.
She's got an amazing eye for decorating. I mean,
that she does.
It's looking pretty spectacular over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty amped for prom tonight. Doors... 7 o'clock is when prom starts. We'll be hanging out.
I just go over there and she just bosses me around and tells me what to do. I don't have any idea
yeah.
what it is I'm doing.
Do
but
that.
Somehow when I'm done with it, it looks amazing.
It looks incredible. Promageddon, or as I like to call it, the Lorax goes to hell.
Really?
I don't know. That's what it reminds me of. Because everything's like on fire and crazy. But all the like fireball things look like the trees from the Lorax.
They do. You're right.
It's
do.
Awesome.
No, they do. Yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
It's like a Lorax forest fire.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Promageddon going down tonight, 7 to 11.
Tickets available at the
Tickets
door.
Tickets available at the door. They're $25. So check it out, dude. If you're planning on coming tonight, tickets are available online till 4 p.m. So there's still time to get your tickets right now for Promageddon. And yeah, you'll only have to pay the $19. Or be lazy. Get them at the door. It supports us even more. Every dollar of prom goes to Static Radio, and that helps
things
us.
Things like possible, like the Summer School of Film Awesomeness.
Yeah.
Without your support, that will not happen.
And if you're just joining us, we posted that on Facebook. I guess we could have done a better job explaining it. We want to do like a summer school, basically.
Yeah.
Where we hang out and we watch movies like Return of the King together on a big screen.
Superman.
Yeah.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, enjoy the film, and then afterwards talk about the biblical themes. And
not just the biblical themes, but also point out some of the things that the filmmaker did to create the film and set up some of the themes that we're exploring. Like I've said, one of my favorite things to do in college was to take things like film as literature, film as art, and learn the techniques that filmmakers use to communicate the message that they're trying to get. And then, as a Christian, take those exact same techniques and say, yeah, but this also points to biblical truth.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I was telling Stever, when I was giving my wife her proper film education, I would make her watch certain films, not just because, like, this is a really cool film, you have to watch this. I would tell her, this is a really cool film. You should watch this. But here's why. Because this film is a cornerstone for pop culture because of this reason. And then she would watch it and she's like, oh, now I understand all those references I hear all the time. She's like, exactly right. You know this line from this movie. You've never seen this movie, but you know this line because of such and such and such. And so it's helped her to understand a little bit more about why we are the way we are. Because let's face it, media has shaped somewhat, some more than others, who we are.
Yeah.
And
dude, it's so big that there is a national day for a movie.
Exactly.
May the 4th.
Yeah, that's the point
I'm telling you. Yeah, exactly. And think about this. You know, the Bible was written a few thousand years ago. You know, depending on which book you're reading, you know. Some more thousands than others. And to get a deeper understanding, you really need to know the culture of the time, because there's a lot of things that you hear in scripture that you're like, I don't get it. Yep. And then when it's explained, I love how Skip right now expounding upon everything line by line, you know, hey, verse by verse. Yep. Here's what this means, because here's what the culture was like at the time. If you can really dig in, and I'm not saying to become the culture around you, but engage the culture around you and understand the culture around you, you can talk to the culture around you and have a, you know what I mean? Because when you're clueless, you have no idea what's going on with the culture around you.
Clueless is another movie you can do. There's actually some good things to pull out of Clueless.
True story. You know, and the funny thing is, that's it. You know, I love learning about the cultural, back in the biblical times. Okay, why did they do this? Why was the census taken this time? Why was this? Okay, now I'm starting to understand the cultural references in Scripture so that I have a better understanding of God's Word and how that applies to my life in the 2012.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And so because of that, it is important. It is important to have that grasp. And that's what we want to do with this film school. And so, yeah, dude, if you're interested, Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know if it's something you would be interested in doing. Because
how many people do you think we would need to move forward with this?
100 people.
100 people. We need 100 people to comment.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to move forward.
Yeah, there it is. It's our petition. As cities burn, static. Static Radio, Steve-O, and yo, good morning.
Yay, it's Friday.
Yay.
Avengers Friday.
That's right. May the 4th.
Be with you.
That's right. And also with you.
And also with you.
It is Avengers Friday. And Avengers.
Steve-O's got his Avengers shirt on.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. Awesome. And I quizzed Michelle, and she got it right.
Yeah.
She named every single character on my shirt.
Of course, there's not that many.
is this just to give you an idea of how nerdy my family is in an awesome way. Last night, you know, we play games.
Yeah.
At my house.
Yeah.
My boys and my wife and I. And so last night was, we do different things. And last night was, okay, I'll name their real name. You have to tell me who the superhero is, right? So it's like Clint Barton.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, see, it's easy for you. My kids are like, oh. So we try and stump each other. My wife was coming up with stupid ones. Like she kept going to like Wikipedia and finding
that's cheating.
Yeah. So it was like,
if you don't know it, you can't look it up.
It was like, what was the name? One of them that I was just like, that's not fair. It was like Morgan McDonald or something weird like that. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah. His name was Quagmire McDonald. It was like the dumbest name ever. And I'm like, I have no idea who that is. Well, you're obviously not a real superhero fan. I'm like, okay, fine, I give up. Who was that? The Golden Archer.
Maybe even heard of the
Golden
Armor.
Archer. Yeah, he was Hawkeye's arch nemesis for one issue in 1974 when apparently Marvel was making fun of McDonald's for something. So his name was McDonald and he was called the Golden Archer.
Okay, so if you actually knew that, I would be very concerned about your life. I'm so glad you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Because if you did, I would check you into some sort of neurosis clinic and have that checked out if you actually knew that off the top of your head.
My kids were pretty good. They answered most, if not all of them, correctly.
My kids could probably do DC and not Marvel.
Yeah, see, I think our boys are... We just went across the board. You know what I mean? It wasn't Marvel or DC. It was just kind of wherever, you know?
Yeah, but if I told them Marvel, they wouldn't know very much. Although I've been catching them up. Because we watch Captain America. We're going to watch Thor tonight for my daughter's birthday to get her ready. Because I'm taking her to Avengers on Sunday.
Okay.
You know the cartoon Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes? Yep. We've been watching episodes of that to get her prepared. So
you
gotta
watch Superhero Squad. It's like the kid version. I don't know.
See, that's what... Nah. If it's not on Netflix, I'm not going to be able to catch it.
It should be.
Speaking of Avengers, should I do the official...
Let's do this. Yeah, it is...
Do you have your Avengers music ready? I just did that to stump you. I don't know what. Okay, there you go.
Oh, dear Frodo.
I can't do it to that.
No, because then you get all
sad.
Weepy.
Exactly.
Don't ever leave me, Sam.
I'd start thinking of Frodo when Gandalf falls down and with a Barlog and run, you fools, run. Gandalf!
Can I just say, we showed that to our kids for the first time ever a few weeks ago, and it was the greatest experience in the universe share that experience. Because it's like you're getting to see it anew with fresh eyes. And...
Anyway, going back to the Avengers review. So you can get the full review at gameandmovieguide.com where we go into detail on that. The number one thing that people have been asking me, is it okay to take my kids to?
Yeah.
And I said this in our video. It really kind of depends on how you raised your kids. And what I mean by that, like, my kids have grown up around Justice League, the cartoon, and Batman the Animated Series, the cartoon, and they've watched some live-action, superhero films. So they know comic book violence. They know that it's not real. We've talked about the themes of superheroes and whatnot. So they're fairly educated in that. So I would not have a problem taking my 10- and 7-year-old to go see The Avengers. There is one scene that is pretty intense so far as violence go. It's not graphic, it's not gory, but it's pretty clear what's happening, and it's pretty intense and gritty. And I would say, okay, shy away, don't look at this part, but that there's just that one scene that I'd really say that. The rest of it, it's comic book violence. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of Hulk smashing and Captain America tossing his shield and gunfire going off. There's aliens and, with like purple blood or whatever.
I'm so excited!
So, it's an action movie.
Right.
It's rated PG-13. A lot of people, PG-13. Really, the reason they rate it PG-13 is for the fanboys. Because they wouldn't take it seriously if it was rated PG.
Right.
And I think that's sad, but true. It is sad, but true. So, there's a lot of action and violence in it. I think it earns the PG-13, but it's like a soft PG-13, if you know what I mean. Because it is very comic book violence. So, is it okay for your kids? Well, again, that depends on how well-versed they are in comic books.
Brand new POD right there, song called Lost in Forever. Good morning.
Good morning. We're trying to get a new school started for summer. And right now people are like, oh man, summer school.
Summer school, this is
an awesome summer school.
I know. We're talking off air and getting all giddy and stupid. So I'm excited. Hey, if you would like to be a part of something fun where we would just discuss amazing movies and watch movies like Return of the Jedi or The King.
Return of the King, Return of the Jedi, Return of the Lorax, whatever.
Yeah. Return of the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I mean, you never know.
You never know.
Lots of return movies, apparently. The Return.
Well, part of the reason we're talking about all this is we're talking with Michelle this morning and how she doesn't know a lot of movies. She hasn't seen Indiana Jones, apparently, which is shocking to me. There's some people who are like that. My wife was like that, and I took it upon myself to give her a proper film education. Yeah. And then we started talking about that. It's like, well, a lot of people could benefit from a proper film education. Not only finding those touchstones of pop culture that maybe they missed out on, but also learning not just the pop culture significance, but the biblical significance of these films.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that my wife has learned, and I think she appreciates, I'm not going to speak for her and say she does, but I think she appreciates, is that there are things now that she understands better because she has seen certain films, like watching certain TV shows.
Yeah.
She'll get certain jokes that are made because she's seen some of these films. She's like, oh, I totally get, that's really funny. I never would have got that if, you know, we hadn't watched such and such a film. You made me watch that. Yeah. So there are ways that we can connect better with the culture around us by learning some of these things. And then having the biblical insights that come from some of these films gives us an opportunity to bridge the gap to eternal matters. And so we would love to do the Michelle Summer School of Film Awesomeness.
Yeah.
If enough people were actually interested in coming in, hearing us talk about awesome movies.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
I'm down for that.
Are you tired of feeling left out when people yell, "It's a trap!" and then laugh and high five?
You just joined the machine idea for the first commercial part. Write that down!
I'm a wealth of useless information.
You and me both.
And then 5 minutes later, it's gone.
But we could put our useless information to the use of good with the Summer School of Film Awesomeness.
My phone has been blowing up from friends who have been texting like, dude, that would be amazing. And then also, dude, saw Avengers at midnight. Pretty much everybody, they're like finally coming to after the midnight movie.
After they wake up from their stupor.
And all I've heard from every single person is, could be the greatest comic book movie of all time.
You know, and I'm not a Marvel guy. But I agree with that.
Make my Marvel.
I thought it was amazing. Now, I would put it up there with, like, The Dark Knight, which is my favorite comic book movie
it's
of all time.
It's not a comic book movie.
I know.
Movie.
We just talked about this, but the very fact that Batman's in it, that's the way some people are going to think of it, so you have to make that comparison.
True story.
I still am hesitant to say it is one of the greatest comic book movies of all time because The Dark Knight Rises hasn't come out yet, and so neither has Amazing Spider-Man, which
or
I'm
Avengers
not,
2, so you can't
Avengers
say.
Or Avengers 2. Which is coming.
Which is,
yeah. It is. So, until Dark Knight Rises hits theaters, I will be slightly conservative in saying how great it is.
Well, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
No problem.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, well.
Static!
Yes, I thought it was funny because last night Avengers came out.
Yeah.
And then I went, and I'm wearing my Batman shirt today. So I thought you would appreciate that.
I do. Nice you know what? Done. I wore my Batman shirt and my Batman hat and had my Batman keys and my Batman wallet. I took all that to the Avengers screening. Just to mess with the fanboys. Nobody said anything. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah, it's not like it used to be.
I didn't even think of any.
The denominational divide between the two is not, it's not as severe as it used to be.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because all the movies are good, so nobody cares anymore.
And you know what? That's good, because we're living in a golden age where we can say that.
Is it sad that last night I had this conversation with my kids? You don't even understand how good you have it. When I was a kid, I dreamed of the day I could see any of these characters on screen, much less all of them in one movie.
And have it be good.
You need to appreciate this.
When I was growing up, all I had was the Steve Rogers, who was a surfer traveling around a van with a semi-clear
and
shield.
Lou Ferrigno was our Hulk. Come on!
And Adam West was our Batman.
True story. So, yeah.
Yes, we have it good. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm excited to hear that you did that.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Nicely done.
Have
all right.
A great morning.
Yep, I'm that guy. I pulled the, like, old card. Back in my day, Batman climbed up walls sideways.
And he needed to use some sort of gym equipment because he was not in peak physical condition.
No, he was not. It was so bad, they actually had to turn the camera sideways and make it look like they're climbing up a building. Nowadays, Tom Cruise actually does that stuff.
On the world's tallest building.
Yeah. Right?
I know.
Am I right or am I right?
You are right. It's true, man. There was a time superhero movies came out and people would laugh. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's the cheesiest, lamest thing ever. And now we live in a day and age where if a studio doesn't put out a superhero movie, they're probably not making any money.
Right. Yeah. True story. Static.
My midichlorians are tingling. It must be May 4th.
It is. And may the 4th be with you.
Yes, thank you. And it's so crazy, the Avengers and now Star Wars Day, and you guys are talking Batman. I'm getting, like, nerd goosebumps. And did I hear Lord of the Rings in there, too?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to get to our Facebook page and tell us you want to be a part of our summer film school, because we're going to be doing something awesome where we're going to bring all those back to the big screen here and then have a hangout and discuss them like biblical themes and awesomeness style. So, know what I'm saying? Yeah, right?
That would be cool. Excellent.
And now my nerd goosebumps just popped up. So, telling you. May the 4th be with you, my friend.
And live long and prosper.
All right.
Wow.
Heresy!
He actually went there.
Heresy!
That was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Paul Gallegos, our dear friend in Houston, just said, back in my day, Batman had bat shark repellent.
Yes, he did.
And it was the worst moment in Batman's history.
No, I think the worst moment in Batman history
is
when he tells Robin that they need to get to the United Nations building, and Robin says, all right, Batman, I'll get us a taxi. And he says, no, Robin, fortunately, we are in peak physical condition. It'll be faster if we run.
Oh,
and
then that's right.
And then they're running. It's obvious they're running in place with the rear projection behind them, and it's playing the song. Yeah. And they're obviously running in place. Their capes are not even moving.
Yeah.
That was the low point for the Batman franchise.
Dude, I don't know. That shark that grabbed onto his leg was the fakest, worstest looking shark ever.
They got that shark from my bathtub because it's like the toy I used to play with. That's how fake it looked.
It was so bad that the Joker's mustache shone through his makeup.
True. Cesar Romero did not want to shave off his mustache because it's such a big part of his identity as a celebrity.
Yeah.
So when he played the... And he was a pretty good Joker. Very comic booky Joker.
I was going to say, dude, are you kidding?
That we're used to. Well, that's the way
Ronald McDonald was scarier in the 70s.
Yeah, but that's the way the Joker used to be in the Silver Age comic books. That's who he was. So he was a good representation of that. But yeah, you could see his mustache underneath his makeup. Because
so
he wouldn't shave it.
So
he wouldn't shave it. And then you have people like Kevin Spacey like, sure, I'll shave my head.
Yeah, right?
I won't wear a bald cap because that would look fake.
And he was a good Lex Luthor.
He was.
He was, I mean,
it wasn't a great movie, but he was a good
movie.
He was a good Lex Luthor. It wasn't bad. It's just like mediocre.
Yeah.
Which by today's standard would make it bad.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to see a great Superman movie? Superman, the movie.
Or the Avengers.
Or Superman 2. That was a good Superman movie.
That was a good sequel.
Please, Man of Steel, don't suck!
Yeah, that's coming out
soon. You have way too great a cast!
So, if you'd like to discuss all this type of stuff with us in a proper educational setting...
Yeah.
That's what we would like to do as well.
That's right.
The Michelle Summer School of Film Awesomeness. We would like to make that happen. If you want that to happen, let us know. We're basically doing an online petition at Facebook. If we get enough people who say, yes, I would do that at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, we'll make the Summer School of Film Awesomeness happen.
Yeah, we really will. I believe. Oh, man. May the 4th be with you. It is May 4th, and one of our biggest events of the year happening tonight from 7 to 11. It's the Static Radio Prom, and tickets are still available right now. You can get them up until 4 p.m. online, and then you're just going to have to get them at the door.
Which we would appreciate.
Yeah, because then they're $25, and every dollar supports Static Radio, so that's good news for us.
Which makes things like the Film School of Summer Awesomeness happen.
Or here's what you do, is you buy your tickets online right now for only $19. That saves you the $6 that you can then spend and go see a good movie.
Like Avengers.
Yeah.
Not that we're saying you should do that.
No.
Because we're not promoting any particular
film,
one way or the other. That was just a suggestion.
Hour and a half. Counting down the minutes till I take my children. This is big for me. I'm not kidding.
I know.
I'm very excited.
I was telling you, I saw it like a week ago, and it's been so hard to talk with you all week because you're the guy I most want to talk and discuss this film with because you're a Marvel guy.
I am.
You know, if it was the Justice League movie, I would be absolutely as giddy as you are right now.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
Yeah.
But I can't, every time I see you, like, oh, Steve-O, what about that?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. That's just before 9 o'clock now. Steve-O and Yo, you are listening to Static Radio. Get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Like this film school idea because we want you to.
Well, we want you to like it.
Yes.
Because
you
like it. Not because we want you to like it.
We
want you to like it.
Right.
Because you actually like it.
Right.
Because we say that you should like it.
Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Static Radio. Brand new music. music from Thrice right there from their Major Minor record. Song called Anthology. Good morning, Steve O and Yo.
We're about halfway to getting our petition filled to make the Michelle Summer School of Film Awesomeness possible.
Yeah.
If you would like to join us, and we do like a summer course, so it'd probably be like four Friday nights during the summer where we get together, we would show you an awesome film and discuss it. We would do our usual nerd talk that we do, but also highlight some of the biblical themes in it that you can pull out from that film. And it'd just be a way to get a good film education.
Yeah.
I'm a big proponent of film literacy.
Yeah, and I'm a big proponent of not being afraid of culture. So
that's why we want to do this.
Yeah, it'd absolutely. Be because there, you know what? I don't want to ruffle too many feathers.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, you better be careful now.
Come here.
Oh, yeah. Get him in here.
Get in here.
No. Class.
Class can wait.
It's finals. They're not going anywhere.
I got to get to class.
What time's your class?
It's a few minutes.
Welcome to the show.
You got a few minutes.
Boss. You are the Brian Nixon. You are the boss.
Yo and Steve-O, how are you guys?
Doing well, man.
Doing amazing.
Can I bring up one thing in front of both of you?
Yeah.
You looked like you were having a little too much fun, the two of you.
Yeah. Dude, it's Avengers Day. The new movie Avengers comes out today.
It came out last night at 12, actually.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I saw it last Thursday.
It's May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you, yes.
It is National Star Wars Day.
That's why you guys are so excited.
Here's
so
why.
Many reasons.
I saw you and realized you're the guy that you put this in the brain of, and things happen. You know, plant that seed. You know, we were talking this morning, and gamingmovieguide.com.
He reviews
movies. We go to, I'm getting ready to go take my boys and my wife to the Avengers, and we love movies.
You love movies.
We love discussing movies.
And you love cartoons.
We love discussing them. Cartoons. We love discussing biblical themes. We love discussing the cultural references. We love discussing filmmaking and all of that thing. So we thought, you know what would be fun? A summer film school where we could show a movie on the big screen somewhere, and then we'd have people jump on board and talk about the biblical themes of the film, like, hey, classic Star Wars movie, let's talk about the biblical themes of Return of the Jedi.
That kind of sounds like a place for Lobo Theater.
I'm just saying.
What a good idea, boss.
Thank you.
We didn't want to pitch it to anybody until we had enough people, but, you know, we've been talking about it, a couple minutes, and we've got 44, what is that, 27 plus 9, yeah. 46 comments already from people saying they're in. So
they would attend.
Let's do it.
And that's just in moments. So I'm just telling you right now, you're saying it on the air, let's do it.
I think that's a great idea.
The Bible says let your yes be yes. So you just said.
Why? I can't believe you're doing this to your boss.
Why wouldn't we not want to do that? To show a film and then invite people and talk about the biblical elements. It's very much akin to culture shock.
Wow.
The synergy in this room. Hey, Steve Ryman. Hey. You got to get your headphones on there, sir.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I'll get the official event form to fill out.
Thank you, boss.
You might as well, because it's a great idea, and I'm glad I thought of it.
We're glad you thought of it, too.
I'm so glad I thought of that.
You know what? You can take all the credit for it. We don't need credit.
We don't want credit. I just want to teach people film literacy.
We don't need the esteem of man.
Yes.
You know?
Well, what we would do is put an event thing going and start doing it. I think it's a great idea. I'm glad I came up with this idea.
You realize you're the boss from Parks and Rec, right? Where everything's a great idea, but in real life, it's like, you can tell us I think it's a great idea, and then you're coming back and say, you know,
no,
the people in the other building, I thought it was the greatest idea of all time. It was the most wonderful thing I've ever heard in my life, but the other building, they just really, yeah.
No, I really do, and it would go in line, and it would give Static Radio, our beloved Static Radio, an avenue to invite and meet, you know, you guys as well.
Yeah, the community.
Get out in the community,
and we're going to hang out.
We already have a movie night at the Lobo Theater. Why not Culture Shock Live?
Yeah, Culture Shock Live. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Maybe we just call it Culture Shock Live.
Should we pray and consummate this? And just kidding.
Bye, guys. Yeah, right now? Let's do it. Okay. My head was bowed. I don't know where you're. May the 4th be with you.
Are you guys giving away isotope tickets?
No, that's already spent. That was. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Honestly, it's a good idea.
I know. Thank you.
All right, everybody heard
yeah!
it.
We still want you guys to go to our Facebook page and like it, and so that we know that we
100
have
100 people.
Yeah, we do.
At our to like this
because
idea.
Here's the thing. It's true. I love him, but he's the boss that does that. Yep. He's the boss that does. I love it. It's the best idea I've ever heard in my entire life. Hey, you know, I thought it was great, but it.
I can't believe
you
called him out on that right on the air, and you still have a job.
Yeah.
Like, that's the amazing
oh,
thing.
Oh, that's Steve-O. He's so funny.
You are that
I
guy.
I get away with that.
Yeah,
you I are really
that guy.
Do. Let's be
you
honest.
You can throw a cactus at someone's back, and they turn around all angry. Who was that? It was Steve-O. Oh,
That's Steve-O. Oh, he's hilarious,
he's so
that guy.
Funny.
Static.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Good morning, little one.
How are you today, Steve-O?
It's May the 4th. How do you think I am?
Well, may the 4th be with you.
And also with
and
you.
Also with you.
Thank you so much. Listen now, I know Adri's a busy girl.
Yeah.
Judging from the decorations from the
That's
static
right.
winter ball,
yeah.
I know she's very particular. But I have called and left a message for the chaperoning,
yeah.
and I don't get this response. Now, you know, I'm a Klingon and all that. I know I can't go with Yoda, but I would like to find out what I can do to make this Promageddon a happy place along with you all.
Make it a happy place along with all of us. Well,
yes.
If this were a normal dance, I would say spike the punch. But since it's a very good, awesome dance that we don't want stupid things to happen at,
that
I would say don't do that.
That doesn't make a dance happy. That
it
ends
doesn't.
In despair
it really ends,
and
yeah,
destruction.
Yeah, in disaster. Which is why I'm happy that our dance isn't like that. So, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I would say contact Adri because it's her event. She's the event coordinator.
Or at least call the front desk.
Absolutely.
And see if they can track her down.
344-9146.
Because, I don't know how many chaperones we have so far.
Yeah, I have no idea. So that's not my deal. You know what is my deal? Selling the prom, which is what I'm going to do right now.
Okay.
It's tonight, 7 to 11 p.m., the biggest, baddest, most amazing prom in the universe. In all the galaxy, let's be honest. It really is.
In our galaxy?
All of them.
In all of the galaxies?
All of the galaxies.
You think this is the best prom?
Yeah, and if it's not, alien dudes, show up and prove me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure no one's going to show. How cool would that be? Because then then it really would be, because we'd have extraterrestrials showing up at our prom.
I still personally believe that if, I don't know how we're getting off on this topic, if extraterrestrials do exist, I'm not saying they do, but if they do, I think the Earth is quarantined from the rest of the galaxy because of the sin factor, and God doesn't want it to infect the rest of his creation. So that's why we've had no contact with alien life form, and I don't think the prom is going to fix that.
Wow.
That's my personal theory.
It's going down tonight, 7 to 11 p.m. Promageddon. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at mystaticradio.com until 4 p.m., and then they're gone. You have to get them at the door.
Which we appreciate.
Yes, we do, because that benefits Static Radio. It is one of the biggest fundraisers of the year, if not our biggest. So
until the film school starts.
That's right. Promageddon, 7 to 11 tonight. mystaticradio.com for all the details. The Almost Lonely Wheel right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Yo and T-minus an hour. I got an hour, dude.
Before the Avengers starts.
And I gotta be honest.
You gotta leave like right after the show to get there because it's going to be packed.
True story. That's why you have a wife and children to go wait in line
seats.
For you.
That's why you have
I'm
a
that
family
guy.
To save
I'm
seats
I'm
for
that
you.
Guy.
Sure, why not? Yeah, absolutely.
Defenseless wife and children, you go save seats for me. Me, the man, I'm going to talk on the radio.
I hate to say it, but you're probably more defenseless than your wife.
True story.
I would pick your wife in a fight over you.
I'm skinny fat. I really am.
You are.
I get winded walking to the other building.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I've played basketball with you.
Yeah.
And you take like one shot and you collapse.
I did. Well, it's because
it's
hard,
yo. And then we have to pull out the paddles. Clear!
Dude, the ball is so heavy. And
I
just
know.
Like
it's
the
like
throwing
shooting a medicine ball for
mechanism.
You.
It's just, yeah, I'm no good.
So yeah, Avengers out today. The full review of the Avengers, gameandmovieguide.com.
biblecollege.com if you want to get a full look at that, and also some of the biblical things that you can talk about after seeing the movie. Because let's face it, everyone's going to see this movie. Everyone's going to be talking about it.
Yeah.
Why not use it as an opportunity to say, hey, let me tell you a little bit about sin and how Jesus can save you from it.
Yeah, dude,
related to the Avengers.
Yeah, and that GameAndMovieGuide.com.
Because they basically talk about that in the movie, believe it or not.
See, I'm excited.
It's like pretty blatant.
Dude.
So yeah, check that out. And also, we want to discuss this stuff more in like a summer film school.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
And we've got it posted. We've already got the approval from our boss, apparently.
Who made a guest appearance.
Yeah, that was very cool, Brian Nixon. And if you would like to be a part of this, we want to do a film school, like a summer school where we just hang out, watch Return of the Jedi, watch Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Talk
I don't know.
All that nerdy stuff that we love to do, but then also pull in, you know, like some legit stuff as we talk about the biblical principles that we can pull out of the movie and the filmmaking techniques that are used to make this movie. And like, why do they do certain things in movies? They do them because of this, to get you to notice this. And when we know that, again, we are better equipped to go back to biblical truth that movies point out.
And here's the thing. I'm going to say it anyways. Here's what I'm going to say. There's something about community when the body of Christ gets together and you hang out and you enjoy a movie together, because that's total pure pleasure there. That's the pure aspect of it, as Ravi Zacharias talks about. It's okay to enjoy film. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to hang out. And we don't even need to go to Joshua chapter 4 and do a full-on message. It's hanging out. It's sharpening.